One of the questions we got from a subscriber is, are you familiar with Mae Brussel? In 1963, she was a housewife with 5 kids. She had serious questions about the JFK assassination, so she bought the entire Warren Commission report when it came out. She came up with her own index and began cross-listing it with other material. She wound up having a radio show in the 70s and 80s. Most of the shows are on YouTube. She talked quite a bit about what Richard Farrell and others are talking about now. Even back then, she was talking about the Nazis and the government, UFOs, Vatican politics, other assassinations, and so forth. She passed away in 1987. Mae Brussel was the best. She seems to have discovered the breakaway civilization long before anyone else. Her old shows remind me of some of your current ones. Please take a look at her material. That's from Jeffrey. Great reminder. I should... When Farrell and I do our next breakaway civilization discussion, we should absolutely talk about Mae Brussel, and I should really do a show introducing everybody to her work. And you're right, amazing woman, amazing researcher, great contributions. And in the spirit of those who archive, write history, Mae Brussel archived and absolutely wrote history. Some more Ask Catherine questions. I want to first remind you, remember to send your subscriber questions, either post them in the comment section on the blog or send to askcatherine@celeri.com so you can send them by email. A question from a couple weeks ago, if Mr. Global is going to transfer capital substantially from bonds in the stock market, would it not make sense from their point of view to crash the stock market first so they can buy in cheap and diminish everyone else in the process, presumably gaining more control? Yes, that's what 2008 and 2009 was. Would love to get your analysis on what's going on. It's going before Congress today or tomorrow, and Pope Bernanke just gave his blessing. It hit 900 yesterday before dropping back. Wonder if JP Morgan Chase is clamping down on sending money out of the country. Has anything to do with it? Bill Still, Stefan Molyneux, and Corbett have all weighed in yesterday with their take. Of course, they're asking about Bitcoin. I put a commentary up about regulators see value in Bitcoin and investors hasten to agree. I'm on the other side of this. Bitcoin is a fiat currency. You don't get deposit insurance. If your exchange gets taken out or wiped out, you lose 100% of your money. And basically what you're doing is you're prototyping how to do a digital currency for Mr. Global, which is exactly where he wants to go. So to me, this thing is nuts. It's highly speculative if you want to try it, because in fact, you know, Mr. Global wants digital currency, so this is exactly where he wants to go. So if you want to try it and play around with it on the theory that, like Facebook, it's the next big thing, just make sure you only put in that money which you're happy to lose 100% of. They're drawing people in, obviously, with wild speculative pricing, but remember the dream and the hope is that this will somehow be free. That's ridiculous. Whoever controls the cables and the hardware controls. And, so the notion that this is going to be somehow free is, you know, so absurd. I don't even know what to say about it. But there's no doubt about it. This is where Mr. Global wants to go, digital currency. And, and prototyping with Bitcoin or whatever else comes out is a way to get there. One other. So our sometimes friend of the common man, Bill, likely covered up some facts about JFK's death. I assume he's talking about Bill Moyer. He became a president's press secretary. He does his part ensuring the deeper truths about the key metrics players and how they operate is kept blacked out. Foundations support his good work, pointing a finger at injustice such that the deeper truth is not revealed. Public donations likely buy sit time for his weekly program. Does Peter Janney's book touch on it? Not that I remember. I didn't talk to Peter about Moyer's. My feeling about Moyers is I like Moyers very much, and I think he does a lot of good stuff. You're right, he doesn't go where I think we need to go, and if anything, you know, a lot of it ends up being a modified hangout, but I think he does what he thinks he can do. There are a lot of evil people on the planet. He's not one of them. So I've seen him and his work kind of step on me more than a couple of times, because the modified hangout, for example, he did a modified hangout on the missing money, and it was basically taking one of the bad guys and kind of, you know, plopping down the modified hangout, so the interest in the missing money diminished tremendously. Now, of course, that was after 9/11, and it was really 9/11 that put the put the damper on that story. So, yeah, I've seen him do that. But I also think, you know, people can do what they can do. And in a world where there's a real market for what the truth tellers and the May Russells of this world do, then someone like Bill can contribute what he can contribute and not do terrible damage. So, you know, I give Bill sort of a get out of jail free card to a certain extent.